We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Caregiver Dave celebrity segment, and I'll call it the Total Education Hour segment as well, Dave. One reason I reached out to this athlete, Dave, and I'm going to introduce Dave in a second, is because of education. This is where I started 10 years ago in radio, former teacher, own a tutoring and consulting company, doing SAT prep as I speak on Sunday with former Super Bowl champion Darnell Dinkins and ethic training. So I understand athletics and academics, how they mix. So Dave, I want to welcome the program, Caregiver Dave, straight in LA now, no longer in Hawaii. I'm sorry about that, Dave, but still, it snowed in Pittsburgh. I woke up to snow today, so I don't want to hear it that now you're in LA and no longer in Hawaii.
Yeah, LA is almost Hawaii, but that's okay. Hey, we've got former NFLer Jordan Campbell from the Cincinnati Bengals, Washington Redskins, Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, my God. Who started Winter Circle Athletics with a $5,000 NFL signing bonus 5 years ago. Entrepreneur, right? And he parlayed that into a multi-million dollar business, Southern California facility and school that trains kids in all kinds of sports, but most specifically football. And of note, this is the first charter school in the country with a focus on athletics. He recently did a segment on Fox News LA explaining his mission, which you need to Google that and check it out. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys, man. I'm fired up to be here.
All right.
It's an honor. Wow. Let's start with starting with the basics. Did you always want to be an NFL player?
Not really. As a young kid, I know people say you dream to be an NFL guy. I dreamed to be a varsity football player. I used to be the kid who used to play in the back of the end zone after the game and then get on the field just to score a couple of touchdowns like seeing the older guys do. And then once I kind of accomplished that, the next dream was being a college football player. And then it continued just to set new goals and new opportunities opened up.
Wow,
that's Baby steps.
It seems like, Jordan, that's how you were raised in certain ways. That, you know what, you go one goal at a time. You don't go and just have this huge dream. You see, to accomplish one thing at a time. Do you have mentors that have taught you that?
Pete Carroll was one of them. He used to always say, focus on doing your job, not everybody else. Lay a foundation, make it turn a good day into a great day, into a great week, to even better month. And I really a firm believer in that. Just handle business of what's in front of you. Keep your blinders on, and by the time you look up, you're going to accomplish a lot.
Wow. So, did you always have your eye on the NFL then? After you were done with your college goal, and
yeah, as soon as I went to USC, I was part of the number one recruiting class in the country. I was the number two linebacker in the country. And once you start going through that process, going to the Under Armour All-Star Games, the Army All-American Game. Obviously a pitch of Ken Norton Jr., who's the NFL coach, who's one of my mentors, also Pete Carroll. Their pitch was, you come to SC because you're going to get a great education. You're going to make it to the next level because they're going to prepare you for that. And that's what really kind of got me thinking about the NFL once I was about 17, 18 years old, going through the recruiting process. And that's when that light bulb turned on, like, wow, this could actually happen.
Well, I totally agree. I'm a fellow Trojan, so that's
fight on, baby.
I knew there was something I liked about you. fondest memory playing in the NFL?
Fondest memory in the NFL? I had a couple of them, but being on HBO Hard Knocks, that was a great experience. Arm wrestling, James Harrison, Hall of Famer legend. That was another guy I had an opportunity to attach myself to. Being around Andy Reid and Doug Peterson, who's obviously coaching with the Philadelphia Eagles, being a part of Coach McVay's coaching staff. I've just been blessed to be with so many great leaders and people who know how to set a great championship foundation. And I'd say that would be my best memory, just kind of a little bit of everything that I took from each city I was in and the experience.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very interesting, Jordan, when you talk about, talking about the dream of the NFL and you talk about your fondest memory. I want to just bounce back really quickly because, again, of a USC Trojan playing for Pete Carroll. You talked about the mentorship. What do we not know about Pete Carroll that you could share today on the show?
Pete Carroll, guy loves to dance. If any dance battle goes on, doesn't matter. He's studying dance moves, and that's the way he could kind of relate to us kids. So you could guarantee Coach would come in a meet and be fired up and do something silly just to kind of let everybody know that it's not all business and it's fun. So Coach is definitely a great dancer. and a great basketball player, great athlete. You'd be surprised. You'll see Pete Carroll throwing the ball 50 yards before the game, catching it with one hand, and he'll go on the basketball court, and he's a great athlete, shooting threes. Great competitor.
You know, and wow. And so
did you accomplish all your goals when you retired the NFL?
Actually, I have everything that I learned throughout this process. If you ask any of my buddies from SC who have businesses, I did everything out of the norm. Everything was backwards just because it was all built off of passion. I wasn't a kid who had money. I didn't come from money. I didn't have someone invest into my company. I just kind of, again, life experiences, learning from great people on the football side, strength conditioning side, and then also learning from trial and error myself and what I've seen from my buddies on the business side.
Yeah, no, so what is that noise? Is that you, Dave, or is that Jordan's cell?
I think it could be my phone. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
He's a great business school. You made a wise choice going there.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Jordan.
SC was amazing.
Now, let's kind of jump, Jordan, into specifically enough the NFL experience. Who do you consider yourself an NFL? What team do you consider yourself? You know, after everyone retires, they have a team that they say, okay, that's the colors I really consider myself. Do you consider yourself a Bengal? Do you consider yourself a Chief? I forgot the other team as well. Which team?
Unfortunately, I don't consider myself any of those organizations. Those are things I learned from, but just learning the nature of the business and how it's such a business. And once you get to that level, it's no longer fun. I've seen guys get cut, released, this, all different crazy things where you realize, wow, this is actually a business. So I would say I'm still an SC fan. I love college athletics. That's kind of where I pay attention to stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
That doesn't sound. I didn't watch one NFL game this year. I was so busy driving kids to colleges and visiting universities.
Oh, it's
being
tremendous.
A part of high school football and coaching youth football. I'm really about the grassroots because the nature of the business and the beast at the top is very ugly, and that's kind of why I established my business here in Southern California, just to kind of help kids understand the process and what they're getting themselves into, so they're prepared when they get to it.
You're a refreshing breath of fresh air, Jordan. That's awesome.
Yeah, not the norm. You people hype up NFL, making money. No, I don't want to hear none of that. Let's get your education handled at the youth level. Let's get your get ready for high school. Yeah, basic. Let's focus on the foundation, and that's going to take you a lot farther than worried about making $1 million.
And that's true, because Jordan,
were first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
I see why you started your Winner's Circle Athletics. It was your passion.
My passion, exactly. I was a part of a similar program in eighth grade with Toby Gearhart, who played at Stanford, and his brother Garth Gearhart, who played at Arizona State. They're on my high school championship teams. This was the dream. We went through a similar program, and I knew the moment I had an opportunity to establish something in our community, not only would we be successful, but we would change the whole culture and the way education, athletics is really being taught to our youth. And there's a better system. If you look at all the top private schools in Southern California, we look at the top university, they're all digital online schools. Our public schools are still teaching paperback and book, and that's not what they're teaching at the highest level. So why are we giving 99% of the youth kids in high school and middle school and elementary school a totally different education system than you're getting at the top?
Yeah. Well, you said you did something similar to this. Are they still around, or are you the only one doing this now?
So I actually did it with my grandfather. He was a strength conditioning coach at the high school. My eighth grade year, I entered a prep school like this where we trained and we handled our education before we went to high school. That allowed us to play varsity football immediately. If you see a lot of kids who go to high school every year, there's 90 kids joining the football team, and there's a PE coach who's trying to teach them how to lift, how to train, all in a short window. And you really can't develop during that time unless you're at one of a top program who has real strength conditioning coaches. My grandfather started this, and then the moment I had a chance to come back and do this, we did it on the highest level with the top resources in the country.
Yes.
And offered it to middle school students.
And so, Jordan, let's jump into specifically the challenges of starting a charter school. I know this because I'm a former teacher. I'm certified elementary ed and got my master's in education and wrote one of my research papers on charter schools. So charter schools are an interesting animal just to form a charter. The challenges of being able to do that, especially with your mind of a very different school compared to other charter schools.
Yeah, Well, the ups and downs of it, one is just trying to educate the entire system and people who are stuck in their ways. For so many decades and years, the education system has been a certain way. So to go and implement something so unique and diverse and dynamic to our community, you just have to educate people on there's a better way to learn. There's a better way to have time management skills. You don't learn that really until college. But being an athlete and working out from 6 a.m. in the morning to go into class and practicing and then tutoring in the evening, get home about 10 o'clock, that's a full day job. And you see athletes struggle with it, and they talk about it all the time. So how about we fix it and restructure the system for student athletes so they could have better time management skills and they could have time to train, time to eat healthy, time to sleep. And at the end of the day, it's a business in college, so you should want your athlete to be well-rested and fed and on top of his academics.
Well, so lucky that community. What community is that?
I'm in Southern California, so we have kids coming from Orange County, San Diego,
really?
Inland Empire. Yeah, we have kids driving from all
even
over.
Even from North L.A. County, or is that too far for them?
We have kids from Calabasas that drive here. You would be surprised, 2 hours a day. We had multiple kids move from out of state to stay with relatives out here to go to school with us. It's just a totally different system. But, again, that's what they're doing at the highest level. We see about 25 to 30 kids in college every year. And when we go check on them, I see their online curriculum, and you have 4 classes that are online. You don't even step on campus. You don't go to a class. You go to study hours. So, again, we're trying to have athletes in high school and middle school wake up at 7 a.m. and then have 5 hours of extra practice and training in the evening. You're driving to 12 different locations. It's a lot easier if people were able to create a system like we're doing, which is distant learning and kind of mimicking what they're doing at Harvard, at USC, at the top private schools here in the country.
For sure.
Yeah, great job.
And you're definitely doing a great job, Jordan. And what is your goal for this? How much farther you want to expand this?
Well, we're right now, like I was saying earlier, I was a little late jumping on the phone. We're under construction at our new health and wellness center, our academic center. So we have about 16,000 square feet of academic space, computer labs we're adding in right now. We're adding in a whole health and wellness area where they'll have a full cafeteria where the kids can eat inside like you would at a university. You have your nutritionist here, your physical therapy, your doctors. You have a recovery center, so hyperbaric chambers for a lot
How
of our
How big
athletes.
Is this place?
We're about 75,000 square feet, so we have 2 buildings, one 16,000 square feet, one 20, and then between them, we're blessed by God to get this location. We have a 85-yard by 35-yard turf artificial field outside for football practice, for baseball, softball. We have a basketball court, indoor batting cages, you name it. We have the top of the line, everything. So, yeah, we're about a 75,000 square foot campus, and it has.
What was that campus utilized before you purchased it?
It was just two. It was 2 warehouse buildings. It was junkyard, pretty much.
Oh boy!
You would never know what was there. And then we started with 3,000 square feet. Within 6 months, we got our new building at 20,000 square feet. And then 3 years go by, and we had a opportunity to get the building on that really sits behind us with this huge lot, and just purchased that building. So really, today, March 1st, is our 5th year anniversary of being open, and we just opened now an additional about 50,000 square feet.
Now, let's,
well,
Jordan, for sure. And Jordan, let's talk about how kids apply for this. We all know charters. We've watched the lottery. I'm sure you've done research, Jordan, when you got involved in the charter school to see certain, you know, education films and things like that, like the lottery and all that. How do kids apply for your school to be in your school?
Kids could do our online school digitally. There's no evaluation process for that. There's charter schools are free. So the education piece here, anybody could do it. But if you want to be a part of our sports science academy, which we have about 200 plus kids, there's an interview process for that, grades 4 through 8. It's a $10,000 a year program that covers everything from tutoring to training to recovery, nutrition. We have our own sports teams as well here on campus that the kids play for. So if you want to be a part of that sports science program, you interview with us in the program, do a good little background evaluation on you, figure out what type of kid you are, what goals you want, and then if everything goes well, we'll accept you into the program. Mm.
You get very government similar. Funding, right?
Actually, we do not, because we have the actual teachers, the credentials, all that's taken care of by the charter school. So usually when you go to a charter school, you're able to get funding for a tutor, training, PE, whatever those little things are, they're able to fund. for us, actually, that goes right into having a full academic staff of about 14 teachers, athletic directors, counselors, speech therapists, all here on site for the kids.
And that comes from the public school, right? The local public school based on charter?
Yes. So they provide us all that for our academic side, and we handle all the training and all the other resources here on campus.
Wow, I'm blown away.
Yeah, so they're able to give us two credentialed teachers per 25 kids. So each class, your typical public school has 42 kids in a classroom. IEP, 504 plans, all these different things where legally the teacher can't even get the kids who want to learn a real attention. They might get 5 minutes of the lesson plan and they have to go help these other kids out. And a lot of times it hinders the growth of the kid who actually wants to be there. So again, our structure here, we made sure it was the best for student athletes. So we have two credentialed teachers in each class per 25 kids.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, this would be a great model for the inner cities, you know, where those schools are just terrible.
Yeah, it's tough, though. You got to want to be here. And that's how we get such great former athlete teachers from Cal Berkeley, USC, UCLA, Stanford to all be on staff here as teachers. You actually get to teach 200 kids who want to be here, who want to learn, and they really want to absorb your mentorship. So to get teachers and on staff here, it's a very easy process because they all want to be here because the kids that are here, they're turning into national recruits. We have guys that are drafted in the NFL. We have guys in the Olympics now. We have the number one player in the country in every single class from the 2020 all the way down to our eighth graders. So it's just a great environment for former athletes to teach in.
I'm so glad the concept of excellence has returned to America. Because it's people who just want to make everybody average, mediocre.
Make everyone average. Why? I don't want to be average. I want to go to the best college in the country. So how about you give me the resources instead of telling me I can't be a professional athlete?
Yeah, that's the underachievers who want to be average because that'll take them up.
Now, so Jordan.
Yeah, think of that.
Yeah, Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask a question, Jordan. I was saying expansion. You said you want to. You're growing even more. Do you ever want to expand it to high school as well?
So we're already CIF approved right now, so we can create our own football team, basketball team, all those things. We actually have our own sports academy. It's called the Premier Knights. We have our own football team, which won the national championship at two levels. We have our own baseball team, which Adam Kennedy, former World Series champ from the Anaheim Angels, he's our baseball coach here, basketball, lacrosse. So all our kids in our school compete with each other for our own school team. And then also, again, we could go high school. The reason why we haven't yet is because we pretty much fueled the best high school programs here in Southern California. For example, we had 63 kids who got full-ride scholarships to Mater Dei, J. Sarah, Oaks Christian, the top schools in the country. So once we decide to go CIF, we'll burn a lot of bridges because all those coaches depend on our players to really run their programs.
Oh, yeah, I know Oaks Christian. Great school.
All right, so
Jordan, $32,000 a year.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So Dave has his final question for you, Jordan. One reason he's on the show is he's a caregiver, and see how much you give to education, Jordan. And you should be commended of what you've grown. And we should definitely think this could be a model in other areas to do the same thing as a charter school. It's something to really think about. Hopefully, people will take your model and try to dominate it in some area, just like you did in Southern California. But Dave has his final question.
Yeah, so I'm a caregiver, been a caregiver for 22 years. My wife had a stroke, lost her speech, paralyzed on the right side. And my mission now is to help caregivers stay alive because 30% of them are actually dying and the rest of them are getting sicker, needing a caregiver of their own because nobody thinks about the caregiver, you know. And I like to say if you're not a caregiver, just wait. You're either going to become one or you're going to need one. I'm wondering if caregiving has ever touched your life, you know, your parents, grandparents, any awareness of it?
Well, actually, that's crazy to say that. I lost three people to cancer all through my kind of my process, all through high school. My grandfather, my two uncles passed away from cancer. My grandfather fought in the Vietnam War, and he had Agent Orange, I believe is what it was. And it kind of affected my family pretty bad. And actually, my grandma is she's been fighting. She has hospice right now as well. I appreciate the caregivers. I've been seeing it since I was 8 years old, and just how comfortable they are, made my family, how comfortable they made my family members, how much my family members loved them for doing what they were doing for them. So, it's definitely people we need and something that we have to have. And I'm definitely benefiting it from right now. My grandma's very comfortable because of it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you saw the the effect on the caregivers. Sometimes they do worse than the ones they're caring for, which is sad. But so I have a website now, caregiverdave.com. Anybody needs help, support, information, just don't know if you're going to make it through the day, caregiverdave.com. We've got lots of resources for you.
All right. And Jordan. Awesome. And the best place we can find information on you, Jordan, where can we go to check you out?
Yes. Follow us at WinterCircleAthletics.com on either our website or Instagram as well. You can follow me on Instagram at J_Campbell_WCA. And just kind of go back to your last question. Yes, we are growing. We're opening a location in Irvine. It will be our second charter school. And we are waiting to get approved by Arizona and Las Vegas, Nevada, which in the next 2 years we'll be opening multiple locations here on the West Coast.
That's phenomenal. Awesome. You got to bring it here, and you got to bring it to my my good friend and mentor, Darnell Dinkins. I don't know if you ever played against Darnell. He's a phenomenal guy, and he's doing stuff with Ethic, and he has that same mindset that you have, Jordan. And who knows if Pennsylvania should tell Darnell about this. This is awesome if we could get something in the East Coast. Are you going to have just like different places as like an affiliate to try to get these going? It looks like first you can be everywhere in California, but if you end up going East Coast, who knows, right? You never know.
Yeah, exactly. We have people hitting us up from all over the country, a bunch of my former teammates and whatnot who are wanting to do it. So that's definitely a thing that we're moving towards, and we finally have the model down, and now it's time to go help create a perfect environment in other communities.
Well, it was great talking to you, Jordan. Best of luck. Thanks for coming on the show, and continued success of what you're doing.
Awesome. Fight on.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys.
All right, take care.
On.
All right, take care, guys. All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that was the Neil's Haley Show Caregiver Dave segment. We'll be back in just a moment.
Sprint gives you the best of both worlds, a network built for unlimited and a great price. Our LTE Advanced network is now up to 2 times faster than before, and our total LTE coverage has increased by 30%. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 and make the switch to Sprint today.
Faster compared to 4G LTE. LTE Advanced requires a capable device. 4G LTE data coverage with roaming coverage and offer not available everywhere.